Chapter 12. The Last Question. Prem Kumar looked at the camera. "The last question," he said. "This is the billion-rupee question." Mumtaz Mahal was the wife of Emperor Shah Jahan. He built the world-famous Taj Mahal. But what was the name of Mumtaz Mahal's father? Was it A. Mirza Ali Quli Beg, B. Siraj Adula, C. Asaf Jah, or D. Abdul Rahim Khan Khanan? Think about the answer carefully, Mr. Thomas. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a commercial break. Please don't go away. The studio sign changed to applause, and the program stopped recording. Prem Kumar laughed. "Have you studied Indian history, Mr. Thomas?" he said. "No? Then you cannot know the answer. Say goodbye to the 100 million rupees that you have won." I also laughed. "The answer is Asaf Jah," I said. Prem Kumar stopped laughing and his mouth fell open. How do you know this?" he asked. "I was a Taj Mahal guide for 2 years," I told him. His face turned pale. Then he turned and ran to the producer. They talked for some time. 10 minutes passed. The audience waited impatiently. At last, Prem Kumar came back to his seat. The studio sign changed to applause, and the program began recording again. "Ladies and gentlemen," said Prem Kumar, "before the commercial break, I asked for the name of Mumtaz Mahal's father. But it was not a question at all. We were recording a commercial for Mumtaz Tea." The audience started to whisper to each other. Someone laughed. The studio sign changed to applause again. I was not laughing. I knew then that this show was really produced by cheats. The studio sign changed to silence, and Prem Kumar spoke into the camera. "Ladies and gentlemen," said Prem Kumar, "I am going to ask the billion rupee question. Mr. Thomas, Beethoven's Piano Sonata number 29 is also called Hammerklavier Sonata. What key is it in? Is it A. B flat major, B. G minor, C. E flat major, or D. C minor? Think about the answer carefully, Mr. Thomas. We will now take another commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, this really is very exciting. Please don't go away." The studio sign changed to applause. The program stopped recording. "I need to go to the toilet," I said. "Come with me," said Prem Kumar. I was in the men's toilets at the studio. Prem Kumar and I had just washed our hands. He was smiling at me. "I'm sorry it had to end like this," he said. "With no money for you to take away?" "I did not come on your show to win money," I said. "I came to take revenge." "Take revenge?" said Prem Kumar, looking at me in a strange way. "Revenge on whom?" I took a gun from my trouser pocket. It was a small gun, no bigger than a child's hand. His eyes opened wide with shock. But why?" he said. "We have never met before this show." "You are wrong," I said. "We met outside Nilima Kumari's flat. It was early in the morning. You were wearing a white shirt and blue jeans and had Nilima's money in your hand. And then there is Nita."
"Nita?"
he said.
You know Nita?
I asked her to marry me, I said. But she has to marry you. Yes, you. You cut her face and hurt her so badly that she had to stay in hospital for 4 months. How did you find me? He asked.
I saw an advertisement for Who Will Win a Billion in a newspaper in Agra, I said. Your face was on the advertisement.
Listen, please don't shoot me, he cried. I will let you win the billion rupees.
I am not returning to the quiz show, I said. And neither are you. I pointed the gun at him. In the films, it looks like it is easy to kill a man. But it is not. You know that when you fire the bullet, it will go into someone's heart. Red blood will begin to pour onto the floor. So I tried to feel angry. I tried to remember the bruises on Nilima's face and Nita's body. But instead of anger, I felt sadness. Suddenly, there were tears in my eyes, and I realized that I could not simply kill another man in cold blood. Not even a rat like Prem Kumar. I put the gun back in my pocket.
Thank you for sparing my life, Mr. Thomas, he said, wiping sweat from his forehead. I will tell you the answer to the last question, and you will get a billion rupees.
I did not come on to the show to win, but a billion rupees was a lot of money. With a billion rupees, I could buy Neeta's freedom. She would not have to marry Prem Kumar. I could make Saleem a film star. I could help thousands of orphans and street children. And I could buy a big car.
Prem Kumar smiled. Listen carefully. The correct answer is C. Just say C, and a billion rupees will be yours. Okay.
Okay, I said, nodding. We returned to the studio, and the studio sign changed to silence. The program began again. Prem Kumar turned to me.
Mr. Ram Mohammed Thomas, before the commercial break, I asked you the last question. Are you ready to answer?
In a moment, I said. I would like to use half and half. Prem Kumar looked at me worriedly and pressed a button. The screen changed and showed answers A and C.
There you have it, Prem Kumar said. It is either A or C. Give me the right answer and you will become the first man in history to win a billion rupees. Give me the wrong answer, and you will become the first man in history to lose 100 million rupees in less than a minute. What is your decision?
I took out my lucky 1 rupee coin.
Heads, my answer will be A. Tails, it will be C, I said.
Prem Kumar nodded his head. There was an evil look in his eyes. I threw the coin into the air, and it came down on my hand. There were gasps from the audience. They could not believe that I would gamble so much money. I looked at the coin, and it was heads. The answer is A, I said. Prem Kumar glared at me.
Are you absolutely sure, Mr. Thomas? You can still choose C if you want.
Yes, I said. I am absolutely sure.
Correct, he said in a shaky voice. Mr. Ram Mohammed Thomas, you have won 1 billion rupees!
For almost 2 minutes, everyone stood and clapped. The stage was lit with many colors. I smiled at Prem Kumar, He did not smile at me. Suddenly, the producer came and took Prem Kumar outside the studio. They started shouting at each other. Smita looks at her watch and gets up from the sofa. "What a story," she says. "What a show." "So Prem Kumar tried to give you the wrong answer even after you spared his life." "Now you must decide," I tell her. "Do I deserve the top prize? I have told you all my secrets. And now I will tell you my secret," she says. She looks straight into my eyes. "I am Gudiya, the girl that you helped in the chawl. You did not kill my father. He only broke a leg. But thanks to you, he never hurt me again. I have been trying to find you for years, Ram. Then yesterday, I saw your name in the newspaper. It said that you had been arrested, so I hurried to the police station." Tears of happiness start to fall from my eyes, and I put my arms around her. "Gudiya," I say, "now I have a lawyer, a friend, and a sister." "You fought for me," she says. "Now I will fight for you."